possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thousands of once classified documents related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy have been released by the government. On our newsline, presidential historian and author Lindsay Chervinsky. Dr. Chervinsky, it's good to talk with you. I think the question everybody is asking is, did we learn anything new about the assassination of President Kennedy with the release of these documents?
Well, thank you for having me. We certainly learned new things. I'm just not sure we learned anything all that new about the assassination. So, for example, I think one of the most interesting elements of this information is this, that the CIA had a program in Mexico to tap phone lines to get information from Americans calling their Soviet contacts. And that wasn't known to too many Mexican officials at the time. That's fascinating, but it doesn't necessarily tell us anything new about Kennedy's death.
Is it more backstory, as you mentioned, about the CIA than it is actual facts related to the assassination?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to describe it. It's good backstory about the CIA, its activities at the time, where it had stations and spheres of influence, as well as perhaps some backstory to fill in some gaps about Oswald's life, even if those elements don't necessarily change what we think happened on that day.
Is there anything in there that leads us away from Lee Harvey Oswald acting as a sole perpetrator, lone assassin?
I don't think so. There are some documents that suggest that one of the officials at the time thought that perhaps someone else was operating in conjunction with Oswald, but that's really just one person's sort of sense, and all of the other evidence contradicts that one person's perspective. So I don't think there's a smoking gun or any sort of indicator that there was this conspiracy. Unfortunately, I know that that might make a more interesting story, but history sometimes has a mind of its own.
There's nothing in there that says, oh yeah, there was a grassy knoll shooter.
No, nothing like that.
You know, it's been nearly 60 years. Why has it taken so long for these documents to be made public?
It's a great question. So a lot of documents are classified for a really long time. That's kind of standard practice, to protect individuals and methods, because if a method works to get information, the CIA wants to keep using it until they can't anymore. And of course, a lot of the individuals involved in this particular case, maybe they were in Cuba, maybe they were in Mexico, maybe they were in the Soviet Union, which of course is now Russia. And so the CIA didn't want to risk putting them in danger or releasing their identities. So I think that was really the main hesitation behind the secrecy for so long.
You know, something like 97% of the documents related to the JFK assassination have now been released. What do you suppose is in the other 3% that they're being withheld?
Well, it seems like there was some information perhaps that around this time, Robert Kennedy, who was the Attorney General, and President Kennedy were not thrilled with how the CIA was operating and had suggested some CIA reform plans. And some of that, I think, is still classified or at least partially redacted. So I think that information might come out. That could be really interesting for our understanding of this institution and its really pivotal role in American history. And perhaps some additional information down the road about who were some of the sources in some of these various places. But I just don't think, given how little is left, I don't think there's going to be anything that really changes our narrative or our understanding of this decade.
The president's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, is still alive. Are things withheld to protect a direct descendant?
Usually information is not held to protect a direct descendant's reputation. If there is concern that someone's life or safety might be in danger, then that information may be withheld. And usually that's a source that has been helping the CIA or a source that has provided a method that they want to keep secret. And especially if they're not in the United States. So if the CIA can't offer protection, that's when sometimes information is withheld.
So bottom line, you've written extensively on this. Did the Warren Commission get it right? Did Lee Harvey Oswald, acting alone, assassinate John F. Kennedy?
I think so. I think that's probably the most plausible explanation, and sometimes the most plausible explanation, even if it's not as scandalous, is actually the right one. I also think it's really worth pointing out, if you actually go to the plaza where Kennedy was killed and if you see the spaces, it does help debunk, I think, some of these conspiracies, because the shot wasn't impossible. And so when we take into context all of this information, all of the research that has been done, all of the people trying to poke holes in it, I just think that it's most likely that this was the outcome.
All right. Presidential historian and author, Dr. Lindsay Chervinsky. Dr. Chervinsky, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.